You're listening to 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. Drivers will have to deal with construction for a while in addition to the regular rush hour backups on I-77 north of Charlotte. Work began last night on a three-year, $648 million project to widen a 26-mile section of the road with toll lanes. And if you've been following the debate on this project, you know it's very controversial. Even as construction begins, opponents are fighting to halt it. WFAE's David Borax joins us now. David, let's begin with a quick recap of this project.
Well, Mark, the DOT has contracted with a private company called I-77 Mobility Partners to add two lanes in both directions between I-277 in Charlotte and Exit 28 in Cornelius, and one lane between there and Exit 36 in Mooresville. The company's paying most of the cost of construction, but in return it gets to charge tolls for 50 years. Not everyone has to pay the toll. Vehicles with at least three people would be free, as would motorcycles and public buses. The toll rates haven't been finalized, but they'll be varying depending on demand. The idea is that rates will be higher when traffic is heavy and lower when traffic is light. The CEO of Mobility Partners has said rates could change every 5 minutes and vary from $1 to $4 to drive a 10-mile stretch.
With the toll lanes, is there a minimum speed that must be maintained in them?
Yes, it'll have to be 45 miles an hour. Of course, that means traffic in the other lanes probably will be slower at rush hour. One of the criticisms has been that the toll lanes will go unused, that nobody will want to pay that price. But with similar projects elsewhere, that's not always the case. People are using these kinds of lanes. And don't forget, the contractor also needs to make money to pay off the project. If the tolls are higher than anyone will pay, they'll have to lower them to a point some drivers will accept. But opponents, and they're both Democrats and Republicans, aren't convinced. On Friday, I talked to Cynthia Underwood, a Cornelius business owner and Republican.
It's not going to solve our traffic problems. It's going to make it worse. So I just, at this point in time, we need two general purpose lanes.
I spoke to her at a press conference where Lake Norman area lawmakers called on Governor McCrory to terminate the contract and consider a smaller widening project without toll lanes.
Well, David, what hope do the opponents of these toll lanes have if the contract is signed and construction is underway?
Probably very little, but they are pinning their hopes on a list of complaints, from what they call substandard pavement to the state's potential liability for debts and possible pain for local businesses. Here's State Representative Charles Jeter of Huntersville.
We believe that the governor, and more apt, the NCDOT, which we put as an extension of the governor, is the best and perhaps the only remedy.
Well, that didn't happen. McCrory responded pretty quickly, saying it wasn't up to him and that any request to cancel the contract would have to come from the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization, which originally approved the project. That's a group of elected officials from around the region, and they've consistently voted in favor of the NCDOT road plans that include the toll project.
One of the state's selling points for this I-77 widening is that most of it would be paid for by private investors and not by the state. I understand, though, that lawmakers are saying this may not be the case.
Well, the NCDOT would put in about $94 million, and it's also committed to paying as much as $75 million more. That's $12 million a year if the toll revenues fall short. But the legislators say it could be far more, as much as the entire debt on the project if the company fails. The DOT says that's not true and that nothing has changed. In case of a bankruptcy or default, the state wouldn't have to repay Cintra or other investors, and they couldn't sue. That's because all the debt on the project is backed not by the state and taxpayers, but by toll revenues.
Any other steps that the opponents of this project are planning in the coming weeks?
Well, first, there's still a pending lawsuit filed by the group Widen I-77. A judge has denied a request for a temporary injunction to stop the project. A hearing is scheduled for the full case in January. And then two more things stand out. House Speaker Tim Moore says he'll appoint a special committee in the coming weeks to study the toll lane project. And Representative Jeter is organizing what he's calling an I-77 summit on Monday morning at Cornelius Town Hall. He told me DOT Secretary Nick Tennyson will be there, and the Lake Norman Chamber will present alternatives that it's been studying.
And finally, David, could this issue have broader repercussions beyond the I-77 project?
Absolutely. Anti-toll voters in the Lake Norman area helped unseat the mayor and two town board members in Huntersville, and that puts pressure on other elected officials. And this won't just be an issue in the Lake Norman area. State officials say toll lanes could be used to help pay for widening I-77 and I-485 in South Charlotte and US 74 from Uptown to Matthews.
WFAE's David Borax, thanks a lot.
Thank you.